Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, eighth wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode number 83 of the Wayspotters podcast. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network. And today, I believe it's Friday, August the 11th, 2023, and we're happy to be here with you today. I'm joined, as always, by Chris. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Good, man. How's your last week been?
It's been pretty busy.
Yeah.
It's been a week. I've been out grinding Ingress this week. I've got the AP for level 10. I just need to get one more silver badge, and then
I saw that.
Level 10.
This Ingress thing has been great. It's been fantastic. Double, yes. Triple, four times AP. I think I'm going to recurse. I need 2 more million AP, and then I can recurse. So I have 3 more days to do it. So I need to do a little over like 750,000 AP per day. I'm going to try to grind out 1 million today, a little bit later on tonight. So we'll see how it goes. So that's good.
Nice.
And so you see, today I am wearing a new football jersey. I have on my Bryce Young football jersey. Look at this. Tags are still on it. It's brand new, just like our quarterback. So I'm a huge Carolina Panthers fan. And for those of you watching YouTube, I have on my brand new Carolina Blue number 9 Bryce Young jersey. And we have by the time you hear this and see this, the game will be over. But on Saturday, August the 12th in Charlotte, there's a preseason game, which means the starters will play like 3 series, and then it's just all the backups. But I'll be there. I'm a season ticket holder for the nice. Panthers. I haven't missed a Panthers home game since 2015. I'm there every week whenever we have a home game. So that's what I'll be doing instead of editing. So I'll be up late Saturday night editing instead of like editing during the day. So, but Chris, you did such a good job a couple of weeks ago with your Hamlet. I wanted to see if you could recite a few lines with me from my favorite movie.
Which one's that?
All right. You ready? Let me get in character.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, want some bacon?
Nah, man, I don't eat pork.
You Jewish?
Nah, I ain't Jewish. I just don't dig on swine, that's all.
Why not?
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals.
Bacon tastes good, though. Pork chops taste good.
Hey man, sewer rat could taste like pumpkin pie. I'd never know, because I wouldn't eat the filthy pigs sleep and root in That's a filthy animal. I ain't eating nothing that ain't got enough sense to disregard its own feces.
What about a dog? A dog eats its own feces.
I don't eat dog either.
Yeah, but you consider a dog to be a filthy animal?
Well, I wouldn't go that far to call a dog a filthy animal, but they're definitely dirty. But a dog's got personality, and personality goes a long way.
Ah. So by that rationale, if a pig had a better personality, would he cease to be a filthy animal? Is that true?
Well, we'd have to be talking about one charming pig. I mean, it would have to be 10 times more charming than that Arnold on Green Acres. You know what I'm saying? Now, many of you, again, may be very confused about what's going on. I know Chris is for sure, because I didn't give him a lot of prep.
Nope.
But that scene is from one of my favorite movies of all time, Pulp Fiction. It's actually the GOAT movie for me, and I'll tell you why. It has so many layers to it. You can't watch that movie from beginning to end and understand it. You have to understand how all the scenes play all together, how one thing happens and it affects another. If you watch that movie in chronological order, you would be very, very confused. So today, Chris and I are going to talk about Wayfarer in a way we haven't talked about it before. Some might say Wayfarer is like an onion. There has many layers to it. But before we get there, I do believe we have some news. Is that right, Chris?
We do.
All right.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
Love that sounder so much.
Yes, especially when it's fixed.
All right. Yes. Okay, we got three or four things. So we talked last week about how the Monster Hunter Now accounts got wiped. They fixed it actually fairly quickly, so everything should be good there. I've dipped my toe into the Monster Hunter Now, and I think it's really, really cool. So if you can get access to the beta, go check it out. Niantic support mentioned on Twitter that Pogo trainers are only able to create 5 routes a month. So they've actually confirmed that it's 5 a month for creating the routes. So there's no more speculation now because people have been wondering, what the hell? You know, you've done 5 and now I can't all of a sudden. Niantic Aaron replied. So this is funny. I am a huge Niantic Aaron fan, and it's some of the stuff that he's put on the forums this week is just amazing. He replied to a thread about appeals. First of all, someone's like, I made an appeal June 27th and I'm still waiting for an answer. I'm like, oh, you sweet summer child.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you just want to pat him on the head.
So someone was like, iFrankman's was like, they're still evaluating appeals from November, December 22. So, right. And then where is it? Scrawny Meowth one was like, frankly, I'd be shocked if Flanagan's appeal is decided before the end of the year based on current trends. I'd love to be surprised though. And Niantic Aaron said, looks like you're in for a surprise.
Oh, okay.
And he says they've taken steps to fast track appeals.
Okay.
I'm in the same boat. I'll believe it when I see it, but
I'll believe it when I see it because I still have an appeal from March of 23. Yeah. And I'm not holding my breath. And I think I don't remember. I might have actually just resubmitted it and just said screw it, but that neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So thank you for the news, the Chris.
Oh, I got one more.
Oh, you got another one. Oh, a bonus.
I got one more.
All right.
Somebody created a poll. And I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay.
Created a poll about on the forum about incentives and whether or not Niantic gives us enough incentive to do reviews, which is funny because we did a whole show about that.
We sure did. Maybe they listened to the show and then decided to post. Who knows?
Maybe. There are more and more posts on the forums that are using the lingo that we use. So
yeah.
I'm loving it. But 44%, they've got, where's the number? 43 votes so far, 44%. So 19 people are just like, incentives was a topic in numerous AMAs and Niantic keeps ignoring us. So
yeah,
hopefully they get the message. So if you're listening or watching, click on the link after you've finished the show and go vote on the poll because it's yeah, getting that's a lot awesome. Of comments.
You know, I noticed one thing. Remember 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I can't remember, it all blends together. When I said Niantic might be the smartest people on the planet for staying off of Twitter and only staying on their controlled forums. We do know, if you just look at Niantic Aaron, he reads the forums and he responds. So I got to give him a thumbs up there. He definitely, if you've put it on the forum, somebody at Niantic has seen it. Whether or not they choose to comment on it, they've seen it. I can almost guarantee that.
Go find Niantic Aaron's reply to the Hooters thread. And
that was classic. That's all I'm going to say there. That was priceless. Yes. All right. So, Chris, let's get into topic number one. So, topic number one today is I wanted to go a little bit of a different direction with the topics today. We've gone like hardcore heavy into like Wayfarer abuse and all of these other things in the last few weeks. We really like dove into it. And I wanted to, I don't know, for some reason, I was feeling a little introspective this week. And maybe it's because my daughter turned 14 and it makes me realize that I'm old. But I got a little introspective. I got a little like Drake. I got a little in my feelings. And I wanted to talk to you about why I Wayfarer, why you Wayfarer, and why people Wayfarer in general. So what I did is I personally broke it down into 1, 2, 3, 4 reasons and then kind of an other. And I wanted to go through those reasons with you and just kind of talk about why you Wayfarer and why I Wayfarer. And then I want to invite our community, both on YouTube, on TikTok, on Twitter, on Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you are coming in contact with us, to reach out to us on one of our many socials and let us know why you Wayfarer. But Chris, the first one, and I'll take this. The first reason I put down why someone would Wayfarer is selfish reasons, right? For me, when I started doing Wayfarer, it was extremely selfish. It was, I didn't want to have to travel 5 miles, 8 kilometers, whatever it was, to a grind spot. In Charlotte, it's the Elmwood Cemetery. It's not too far from my house, but I still got to get in the car and, you know, possibly get on the highway and go. And I didn't want to have to do that. So when I found out I could submit things in OPR before Wayfarer, I tricked up my park, and I've talked about my park. So Reason number one for me on why I Wayfair is a very selfish reason. I like to have POIs close to where I work and where I live. So that way I can have enjoyment of the game on my terms versus having to go all the way to a grind spot. So that's my number one selfish reason. And then secondarily, it's having a grind spots and having POIs in places that I hang out, like with my buddy, you know, Heracross Boss. He's kind of done the same thing. So for me to get started, Wayfair was a very selfish thing, and I wanted things next to me. What about you?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. When Wayfair launched for Pogo in 2019, I was living in Plattsburgh, and the local park had, I think, one stop and one gym. And then there was another kind of park that had like a stop, and there was essentially not a whole lot. So for me, it was, I wanted somewhere where I could go that had a lot of stops that I could lure and a lot of gyms that I could go to do raid day. And it was community day. It was community day, and it was raid days. Right.
Right.
But somewhere where I could go and just grind.
Yeah.
So that was the thing. That was the first thing that I did in Wayfair was check out that park.
Right.
And
at that time for me, it wasn't about the community, and I'll get to that later. It was about me. And I think a lot of wayfinders, explorers, whatever we want to call them, might be in that same boat when they first start off. They're like, oh, I want a couchy, or I want this or that, before they kind of understand the bigger picture. But I think for me, being selfish, I was still fair and followed the rules and tricked out the parks that I tricked out in a way that they should have been, that I can look back on it now and say, hey, you know what? I'm proud of how I built that park. Everything is where it's supposed to be. You know, what's a few meters between friends? Like, there might be a statue, and it might be on the far corner of the statue, but it's still touching the statue. So it's legit.
Yep.
And that far corner might be in another cell. You know, so it's on the statue. It just might not be where somebody else might put it, but I did it fairly in that way. So I think, like, we're going to get to it later, like some altruistic things, but like Plattsburgh is probably still very grateful for you and what you did, even though you did it for kind of selfish reasons.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it, that brings us to the kind of the second one, clout, right? Like, it was, it, yes, it was selfish, but I wanted to be the guy who did it, right? Because I was new in Plattsburgh at the time, right? So I wanted my name to be on those pictures. I wanted people to be like, yo, where did these stops from? And I'd be like, that was me, right? And it was a little bit of clout, and it was a little bit of kind of, I wanted to open the conversation and to get people involved, right? And it was one of the first things I did was I went in the chat and I said, we can submit stops. Nobody touched the park.
I'm doing it. Right? You're like, I got this.
Plan. Trust me. Don't mess it up.
Right.
You'll thank me when it's done. Right. And then, like, it had a secondary effect where basically everybody in town, except for one person, it was basically me and Tristan, was just like, everyone's like, okay, I'm not going to do anything until you're done the park. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not saying that. Right. But yeah, there was like three or four of us in the community kind of just entrusted the creation of the Pokestops in the community to like three or four of us. And we went ham.
Right.
And it was cool. Like, it was, we were like the guys, we were like the people.
Right. Now for me, it's kind of the opposite. Like, you know me, I'm an attention whore, right? I'm like, look at me, you know, I've got my face on a shirt. You know, you would think that I'd do it for clout, but I think I've told you this before. I don't nominate in Pokemon Go. I do all of my nominations in Ingress. Like, if you go around my town, you will be hard pressed to find one or two or three that have my name in Pokemon Go. They're all in Ingress. And it's not that I want my name in Ingress, but I want the key to the portal. So that is why I only nominate in Ingress. I only nominate in Ingress because I want the key to the portal. So it's kind of anti-clout. Like, people know that I did the stop because, like, in this part of Charlotte, I've done, like, all of them. So people kind of know that. But I know for some people, it's important for them to know that I put this here. I worked hard to do this, and I respect that. There's just not a ton of Ingress players in my area. So – I don't know if clout is as big in Ingress as it is in Pokemon Go, because I know in Pokemon people are like, hey man, I did this stop and they're very proud of it. So clout is kind of the opposite for me. Like anything else, I want my name on it. You know what I mean? Like anything else, yeah. Like there's people listening to this going, Jamal, you better tell the truth. You're an attention whore. I am. I am. And I'm being honest about it. I'm self-aware. I am an attention whore, but not when it comes to this. To me, having the key to the portal as soon as it's approved and I can throw to it from where I'm at, because I try to be very strategic when I nominate something. It's got to be right in Pogo, but then it's got to be in like a good placement for Ingress also. So I think about that on every single nomination that I do, and I want that key to the portal. So for the people out there who want the clout, I get it. I understand it. If that's what motivates you, keep going. Clout. I think in this day and age in 2023, people use clout as a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it can be a good thing. It just depends on your motivations.
So if I can't, I am so close. I'm so close to being able to nominate in Ingress. I'm not going to lie. If I come across a stop that's not going to, or a waste spot that's not going to show up in Pogo, but it will show up in Ingress, I'm going to nominate that in Ingress. But my name shows up in Ingress.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to do it. That's
just the type of guy that I am.
And you know, some people in my area, some of the locals who can nominate in Ingress, they will nominate their iffy ones in Ingress and not in Pogo. That way, if it gets approved and somebody's like, who put this here? I don't know. I don't see a name on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They're like, why did you do this and not that? I don't know. I don't know who would do that. Let's see what the name is. Oh, unknown. Huh. No clue.
No idea.
Yep. So that brings us to the next one. And I think this is where people like you, myself, Agent X, you know, a few other people who we've spoken to kind of fall down. And it's that altruistic is what I'm calling it. Building the game board for the community. I think a lot of long-term wayfinders, explorers, fall in this category. These are the people who will only nominate something if it's exactly in the spot it's in. And they care about the game board and they will remove things that are no longer valid. They will remove things that are no longer there. They're truly altruistic and they're building the game board for the community. So what are your thoughts on that one, Chris?
Yeah, that's one of my, and I've said it before and I will say it again, one of my main priorities in Wayfair is the game board, right? Like, I'll nominate stuff that's Lightship only, just to get it on there, just in case Niantic wants to use it or some other company wants to use it for whatever, you know, intellectual property game that they're making, right? And removing stuff that's not there anymore, it's important to me. I much rather, you know, remove and replace and have stuff to go that appears that will appear or will appear or come in, show up after, you know, you remove something. So you're not losing interactiveness with the game board. But like, if it's blocking emergency services or if it's blatantly fake and there's nothing in that cell, then oh, well, right. It sucks, but it's to me, this is Niantic's kind of property. This is their game board, and I want to make sure it's as clean as possible.
And I look at it this way, and I think I look at it a little bit differently since we've had the podcast. I feel like since we've had the podcast, I have to be the example. We have to be the example and good stewards, and we have to do things that are the way that Niantic does it. Now, a lot of people that I've talked to here in my local area and online all around the world are like, you know what? I'm doing free labor for Niantic. I'm going to go back to point number one and I'm going to be selfish and I'm going to do this and I don't care what it blocks or what it does. And then you go to, well, we'll get to the next one. We're going to talk about the next point. But then people are like, you know what? I want a spinner right down the street. I want a gym right down the street. And I think to me, without trying to offend anyone, I think the next level of wayfinding, exploring, whatever you want to call it, is understanding that this is hopefully a game in games that are going to live for years. And it's more important to the enjoyment of everybody who's playing this game that things are where they're supposed to be. If there is a little free library and it's supposed to be on the corner of Main and Third, but you've got it halfway down the block, that could be problematic for another game. If it's supposed to be on the corner of main and third, make sure it's on the corner of main and third. For me, if that's in a cell where there's something else there, I personally won't nominate it because it won't appear. I don't get a chance to interact and play with it. So I'll just keep driving by it and find something else as opposed to nominating it or taking a picture and putting it somewhere else. That's just not cool, you know? We're about to go to New York in a week, right? Damn, a week. We'll be in New York in like 6 days from the recording of this. And I'm going to come across POIs that I'm hoping that something is right where it's supposed to be and not somewhere else. So the selfish thing is good, but then you have to kind of look past that and understand that if you're nominating something that's selfish, that's fine as long as you do it the correct way and you don't move it somewhere else. So I'm good with it there. So that's kind of altruistic is if you are actively like going, hey, that's not there, I'm going to replace it with something else, then you've evolved to a new level of wayfinding, I think.
Yeah. Nope. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's Niantic wants these things where they are, right? Because they're promoting exploration. And if you're going out there and you're like, hey, I see this Pokestop or this portal or this whatever point of interest in this game that I'm playing seven blocks that way, I'm going to go and look at it, and you get there and it's not there. But like, what is this? And then you're not, your entire, can't even think of the word that I'm looking for, but like, you'd be so frustrated. You'd be like, I'm going to close the game. What's the point? Right. You want me to explore and this isn't even here? Right. Like, forget it.
So no, this goes into the last one. Now this one is for you. I wrote this one for you when I put this in the notes because I'm going to use a big word again. I've been trying to use a big word every episode. You are on the precipice of being able to submit an ingress. So reason number four of why do you Wayfair I put is ingress. So specific placements for BAFs or missions. Then there's the need more stops or gems, 50 coins a day. And actually, I just shouldn't have put this on Ingress, but we'll get to those other reasons. But specific placements for BAFs and missions. You were like so close to being able to nominate Ingress and getting more. So there are people who nominate for Ingress who don't nominate for Pogo. They could care less if it shows up in Pogo. They only care if it's going to show up in Ingress for their missions. And this is where I come across some gatekeepers where they will look and see where the placement of this, of the POI is going to be, and they will give it low marks because it will interfere with their Ingress plans.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. And you shouldn't, if the pin, like when you're doing your reviews, if the pin is on the location that it's this, that's it. Like that's the person has chosen that pin placement. That's the pin placement. You can suggest another location if you want, but like the person likely put it there for a reason.
Right.
And that's it. And that's just the way it is. Right. Like it's, that's frustrating. Yeah. It's very, very, very frustrating when I get stuff that's rejected for no reason, just because of the pin placement.
Exactly. Right? Now, Chris, here's three more. These are kind of, I don't want to say controversial, but I did the whole SpongeBob meme font, the need more stops, right? Some people, they Wayfair because they need more stops. And some people are really focused on Pokemon Go and they want more gyms in their location because they want 50 coins. And it's kind of the opposite of Ingress. Now I remember why I put it under Ingress. It's the opposite of Ingress. Their whole point is they want to get two POIs and a 14. They want to get six POIs and a 14. And then they want to get 20 and a 14 because they want as many gyms as possible so they can go and put their pokes in gyms and they can get coins. Yep. Because Niantic, and most people probably won't remember this because they haven't been playing forever, we used to get 100 coins a day and now we only get 50. I remember the good old days of 100 coins a day, but they want us to buy more coins now. So people are actively using gems to try to get the additional coins per day. So those are some other reasons why people Wayfair. And I used to be a need more stops person, quite honestly. When I was OPR, I was like, you know that old saying in Ingress, if it shows, it throws, and you just throw links everywhere. Mm-hmm. And people were like, why are you doing this? That's kind of how I was when I first started nominating. I'm like, this, until I got a little more strategic. So how do you feel about the need more stops people, need more stops in gyms people?
I mean, I get it. I was very selfish that way when I first started Wayfair. It was, for me, it was stops, because I barely played Ingress at the time. And so I get it, right? And more stops is good, but, like, you can't make more stops and screw over the game board, right?
Right.
Like, it's, like, I've had stuff removed here that was legitimate way spots that were nominated half a kilometer, 300, 400 meters away from where it was because there was an empty cell in the park and they just nominated stuff that they knew that they could get through because it was under trees, just in random open cells. So you go there and it's not
right.
Right. So I get the need more stops, right? Like if you can strategically place the pin in an open cell, absolutely go for it. If you're moving it 400 meters to get into an open cell, sorry, that's too much.
Yep. I agree with that. I'm like you. When I first started doing OPR, I had just, you know, it was Ingress because, you know, Pogo couldn't do it. And I was on the Intel map and I understood it. But I don't think at that time I really understood exactly what I was doing. I kind of knew what I was doing, but not the bigger picture. So at that time, I didn't really have a global community like we do now, people all around the world. It was mainly just my local area and my local Ingress players or maybe a few towns away. So I didn't understand what I was doing and how it was affecting the game board. Once I learned that, I'm like, ah, okay. And I think the first time I traveled out of my city, you know, after OPR, you know, COVID quickly came and everybody kind of stopped doing anything. But the first time I like started to travel again out of the area and I'm like, oh, I understand how this affects everything. And I got a chance to see the bigger picture. I became much more of a needs more stop guy. I think I'll always be kind of a what's a few meters between friends because I think placement is key. And as long as it's like, Chris, you know me, as long as it's touching the POI, I'm okay with kind of moving it over a little bit as long as it's on it. Like I said, the statue of my park, it is literally on the statue, but it's not like you would think you walk up to the statue, you see the face, you'd put the pin there, like right on the guy's face. It might be kind of on the back part of the statue, but it's still touching the statue. So that's where I come there. But I don't know. There's so many go ahead.
And things like baseball diamonds, right? Yeah. Or soccer fields.
Yeah.
Like there's, you're looking at, there's four or five different cells sometimes that you could put that pin in. And every single location there's like millions of spots that you could put that pin. And they're all legitimate, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
You can totally be strategic with that kind of stuff. But like if you've got a plaque that's this big and it's next to a tree and you're nominating it that way, no.
And but when it comes to the coins, here's the thing, and I don't want to offend anyone. Like I think when I say that, then I'm about to offend somebody, right? But the coin thing, I get it, but it's kind of like all of my friends, all the people that I know that play Pokemon Go that are free to play. Like, if you come across a free-to-play player, you will know it. It's kind of like somebody that does CrossFit. Like, if they do CrossFit, like, you're going to know it within 30 seconds of meeting them, right? I'm just, no offense to the CrossFit people, but y'all will tell you. Or if you come across somebody that does Etsy or something like that, they'll tell you.
Yep.
If you're out playing Pokemon Go and somebody's free-to-play, you will know it within 30 seconds of meeting them. They're like, hey, let's get in this raid. By the way, I'm free-to-play. No offense to those people, you know, but they will tell you. And I'm kind of the opposite. Like I bought $40 in coins, like right before we did the podcast, because I needed to hatch some eggs and I wanted to buy some incubators. Like this is my hobby. Mm-hmm. I have an Xbox, I have a PlayStation, but the last time I bought a game for either one of them has been months. Some people I know go and buy a new game, $60 a month, right? They go and buy two games, you know, that's $120, you know, for two games. Pokemon Go is it. So if I spend $40, $50, $60 a month on Pokemon Go, I don't see how that's a problem. But some people are like firmly against spending money on the game. And Niantic's a company, and I don't mind supporting Niantic. So yeah, it's you know, every payday, I usually spend $40. I just buy $40 in coins every payday, and then I just use it on whatever I need to. But for the people who are free to play, their motivation is they need those 50 coins because that's how they can upgrade their bag. That's how they can, you know, go out and do things. And, you know, I get on I've been getting on the Facebook group a lot more, the Niantic Wayfarer Facebook group. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but some of those people are like, I refuse to give Niantic money. And I'm like, okay, that's your thing. Like, I don't care, but you know, go out there and knock my Blissey out of the gym. Give me my 50 coins and you go in and I'll knock you out, get you your 50 coins. So I don't know, but that's kind of where I come down on that. So I am curious to know, and so is Chris, why do you Wayfarer? I would love to hear your reasons. So if you're watching this on YouTube, start typing. If you're listening to this on one of the podcast services, send us an email, hit us on Twitter. But we would love to know why you personally Wayfarer. And if you send us a voice message, we will use it on the show if you give us that consent. And if you send in a cool little note or something, we will feature it on one of our shorts or part of our socials. But anything else on that, Chris, before we close out topic number one?
No, I mean, I totally understand the free-to-play players and the need for more gyms and stuff, but, you know, do it properly. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So topic number two. Topic number two is something that I've been thinking about for a while. And the title of topic number two is What Frustrates You About Niantic Wayfarer? And Chris and I have been, you know, joking over the past couple of months that we've got this long list that we're going to talk to Niantic about. And I kind of dug into my list a little bit, not the good juicy stuff. Cause I don't, there it is. I don't want them to listen to the podcast and know the good juicy stuff. I want to hit them with that in New York, but part of what I wanted just to kind of get off my chest, like I said, I've been kind of introspective and just, you know, I wanted to kind of get this off my chest about what currently frustrates me about Niantic Wayfarer. And Chris, I wanted to get your thoughts also. But number one, I talked about it a second ago. It pains me to my core to go onto the Facebook, especially to see the new explorers struggle. They have so many questions and there's such a lack of places for them to get answered. I would be so frustrated right now, Chris, if I just started wayfaring in the last 6 months. I would have no idea where to go. You can't Google it. You can't go on Reddit. You can't, because there's so many times that it's changed. If you Google gazebo, or if you Google pool, you're going to get four different answers. And then you're going to have people who are going to say, screw it, I don't care what the guidance is, I'm going to do what I want to do. So that's the one thing that frustrates me, is no centralized database, shall we say, of like current information.
Yeah. I think that Niantic should probably, and the criteria and stuff like that, I was on the AMA and they just outright refused to even acknowledge that it needs to be. Well, I mean, they kind of acknowledged that we think that it needs to be updated, but they were just like, no.
Right.
And they have the forums, right? So they,
And
there's a section on the forums for criteria clarification, and the ambassadors and a lot of the people are really, really good about kind of being there and answering questions. But I think Niantic needs to do a better job of promoting the forums, because it's just a little button and it's just community, right? So if you're not thinking to look for it, then you're not going to click on it. You're not going to end up on the forums. And right. And
hold on a second. You said something that's so super important. I hate to cut you off, but I have it on the notes. If you are not on the forums and dig, it's difficult to get the resources to be successful.
Yep.
That is 100% it. If you just started wayfinding today, how would you know there was a forum? How would you know? You go on there, it says community, like you said, but how do you know that's the forum? How do you get signed up? Not everybody likes forums, right? I'm an older guy. I remember the AOL forums. Forums to me have always had kind of a negative connotation because it's like the loudest people win. Whoever posts the most wins. You can't ask a question on a message board or a forum without someone making fun of you going, oh, why are you asking that? What are you, a newbie? And if you're a newbie, that's immediately going to turn you off. So go ahead. Sorry, I just wanted to get that out because that was like on the top of my mind when you said that about the forums.
And that's, you know, that's a really good point. Reddit has kind of, I think, soured a lot of people on forums because, like, if you're right, if you go to Reddit and you go into some of these subreddits and you ask a question, you can get flamed like hard by angry, angry people, right?
Yeah.
And I think the Wayfarer forums are moderated way better than the subreddit is. And they do a really, really good job of kind of toning it down. Mm-hmm. And I think because the ambassadors are so quick to answer questions on there, people don't get a chance to go, oh, what are you doing? It's stupid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I really think that the forums are a really, really good place. And it, for the most part, it's not bad. Right. There are some people who are not great on that on there, but they get slammed pretty hard when they make stupid comments.
Well, you know, I'll be completely honest with you, Chris. I don't go on the forums as much as I probably should, hosting, co-hosting the podcast. Right. I probably should be in the forums a little bit more. And I've been telling myself that I need to get on the forums a little bit more. But to be honest, it's not a medium that I particularly enjoy being on the forums. And I know you do the Lord's work. You're in the forums all the time. You're bringing up topics that we need to talk about, of things that are on there. I just don't enjoy, like, it's not just the Wayfarer forum. So Niantic, don't think that I'm like putting your forum down, but I don't get on Reddit either. I mean, Twitter is a little bit different. Just, I don't know. I dig Twitter. Or X, whatever we're supposed to call it. Like, I like to get on there, and I'm an old guy, so I'll get on Facebook, but I don't know. It's nothing against the forums. It's just not my groove, but I need to get on there more. So, you know, I'm going to start doing a little more things on the forum, but if I was starting off right now, I don't know that I'd be in the forums. I remember the Telegram chat for Ingress when I first started doing OPR, and I want to say they had an OPR channel in there, and it was just that like constant scroll of like somebody posts something and then there's 40 things and you got to go back and find it. And it's just, I don't know. It's just not my groove. But the people who do things on the forums and the ambassadors, God bless them. That's really awesome. So that's that. But I know you go in and do the Lord's work on the forums. But the other thing, Chris, that really frustrates me about Niantic Wayfarer is the lack of consistency. I won't even get into communication. That's a whole show. And I think we've actually done that show already. But the lack of consistency. So I'm gonna read off a couple of things for you, and I'll let you comment on these. Is this grandfathered in? Is this not grandfathered in? Oh, it's grandfathered in, but don't do it because it won't get accepted. Okay, this was eligible for like 15 minutes in 2021, like pools, but not now. So don't do it now. You'll see a ton of these in the game, but it's not eligible now. All right, Ingress players probably won't five-star this, but others will, depending on what it is. Ingress players might say, nah, we've never allowed this in. I don't care what the criteria says. I'm going to do this. And then the final one is, no one can give you a straight answer. It's all shades of gray. There's like no straight answers. And then the final one is, we have criteria, but could you tell me, can you tell me the last time the criteria has been updated? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
I believe if you go in there, there's a date of the last time the criteria has been updated. But does the criteria say anything about basketball courts on K-12 schools being okay? No. How would you find that? How would you find that if you were a new Wayfinder? You would have to go find the message from Tintino. And he did a great job of putting it in the moment. But how was that memorialized? Like, if I was going to get my wife to open up the account. So I, when you know this. I had an account for my wife. I had an account for my daughters, and they played them for like 45 seconds. So they're nowhere near being eligible for anything. But let's say my wife picked up her phone and was like, you know what? I'm going to play and get to level 37. Then I'm going to go out and submit Wayspots. She's not a message board person either. She'd have no way to know outside of me telling her what's eligible or not. There's just not enough consistency in the way that people are onboarded. And once they're onboarded, like, how would you know pools are not eligible now unless you were paying attention like we are? You'd have no way to know. Yep. That's probably the number one thing that frustrates me. So I've been talking a lot. Tell me what you think on that.
And 100%, right? Like I did about 200 reviews yesterday. Take a wild guess how many fire stations I had to reject.
Oh my God. Out of 200? Seven. Oh, geez. That's a high percentage right there.
3.5% of my reviews were fire stations.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they haven't been eligible in years, but there's still so many of them. Well, here's the deal.
They've never been eligible in Wayfair. They were eligible in OPR, but they were never eligible in Wayfair.
That's what I mean.
Never eligible.
Like it's 2019 was when Wayfair launched.
Yeah. September, October. Roughly. Yeah.
I think it was September 2019. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they block emergency services, right? So it's grandfathered in for the last 4 years, but they haven't been eligible for 4 years. Right. But people are just like, well, there's one there. And then there's four more of that thing there.
Right.
So I'm just going to go over here and do these.
Yep.
Because that one's cool. Like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
But I almost want Niantic to like Google search their database and be like fire station and then look at them all and go, nope.
Reverse image lookup. We can do it. They can do it. Yeah.
Like, but I've had to report, and people in my local might get real mad when I say this, but I've reported like a bunch in this area and they all get removed. Mm-hmm. And people come on the local chats and the Facebook groups and be like, why did this go? Or why did that go? And be like, so you don't stand in front of the fire truck while it's trying to leave the station. Right. Oh, I would never do that. Okay, you might never do
you
that.
You might not, but somebody has. People have.
If there's a mega Mewtwo raid there, can you guarantee that Billy down the street's not gonna, you know, like,
yeah,
it's not worth the risk. It's not worth the liability.
No, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
And
the other thing is, besides the lack of consistency, it's the education piece, right? What I would love to see is the ambassadors or Tintina or Tib or someone say, hey, for January 2024, we are going to come out with a whole new criteria. We're going to refresh and update the criteria and make a commitment to maybe updating the criteria every 2 quarters, just to update with everything we've added. Every time we have an AMA, those things theoretically should be put in the criteria. If I go to a new game, let's just say I pick up a new game, I don't know, Monster Hunter, I don't know, A-Realm, our friends at A-Realm, right? Friends of the show A-Realm. Let's say I just started playing A-Realm hot and heavy right now. If I look at their criteria of what happens in the game, would I specifically know to go find all their AMAs and go, oh, this contradicts this and this contradicts that? I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Wayfair is making the game really hard for newer players. And as people come back to Pokemon Go, who've taken hiatuses or whatever, or people who are picking up the game and, you know, friendship or whatever, their way up to 37, and then they see that little thing in the settings, oh, submit a Wayspot. Niantic Wayfair is not doing a good job to grasp those people and say, hey, look, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Sure, you take the test, right? But we Google or go on Reddit and put in Wayfair test. Your answers are there. Like, it's not hard. You can take the test every 15 minutes. It's not like the test is something that, like, is really going to teach you something. It's like, if you're a good test taker, you can figure it out. You can use deductive reasoning to figure it out. But there's nothing to really tell people this is what you should or should not be doing. And that just frustrates me. And then someone's like, oh, great. My neighborhood pool should be in the game. I was over at these three other neighborhoods and they were in there. They don't know that those people like me, I squeezed in three pools during that time. I'm not going to lie. I got three pools in during that very short window when I had upgrades, bang, bang, bang. But those are no longer eligible. So, but there's nothing to tell people that you can't do this anymore. There's things in the game. You know, I remember, so Chris, do you remember when water towers were like all the rage and then they weren't, and then they were, and then they weren't? Every water tower in Charlotte is a POI. How would a new Wayfinder know what the current rule is on water towers? Most water towers, you can't get close to. They've got fences all around them. And the POI, you're too far away from it to spin unless you get right up to the fence. So how would someone know that? You know, it's just those things kind of frustrate me because I love Wayfarer. I probably like it more than Ingress and Pokemon Go. If I'm being 100% honest, it's probably the meta game for me. And I just feel like it's letting down newer people because they don't get the resources, the consistency, or the clarification they need to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, if you Google pools on the Wayfarer forums, there's like a dozen like recent posts being like, my pool got rejected. What? And then like, you go into the comments and even in the comments, people are disagreeing. They're like, pools are eligible. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not. It'd be like,
right.
This is like the epitome of exactly what we're talking about here. And it's, there's certain things that I think that Niantic, and I understand that when they say, oh, we can't, you know, there's nuance to criteria and certain in this and then that, and that's eligible here, but it's not eligible there. And like, I get it.
Right.
But like, a pool is a pool.
Right. Exactly.
A pool in Australia isn't different than a pool in Canada. It's a pool.
It's a pool.
It's a hole with water in it that people swim in.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Like, it's a fire station.
Yeah.
It's a fire hydrant. It's a water tower. Like, it's
right.
There are things that don't have nuance that Niantic needs to come out and say, this is it. No.
And there's things that do have nuance, like PRP, right? I don't think we haven't really dug into PRP. Maybe we should on one episode, but like, PRP means something different. Like when Lachlan was on the show, it was something very different in Australia than it is in the States. And I don't know how it is in Canada, but in overseas, outside of the US, the city owns that little strip of grass right by the curb. And in the States, I own that. I got to mow it. I got to take care of it. That's mine. So that's private property. But other places, that's the city's property. So a little free library on that spot is not PRP because it's city owned property. But then some people will look at that and go, well, it's 3 meters from your property and that's close enough. But it's just one of those things right there where there's nuance. But I bet if we grab 10 random wayfinders, we'd get 5 different answers.
Well, and so here's the thing. When Niantic faced all those lawsuits for people trespassing because of Pogo, they said, if your nomination is within 40 meters of private residential property, it's ineligible. So people were just like, well, this is 35 meters away from a fence, but it's in a public park, but it's in 40 meters. So no, it's not eligible. People are like, that's not what they meant.
Right.
So that's where that nuance comes in, right?
Yeah.
Even if that little strip of land is even if you own it or even if the city owns it, but it's too close to your actual property. So that's one of those nuance things that I think that Niantic needs to come out and say, hey, I know we said this in the past, but if cat just jumped up on my but if
the cat's been trying to get into episodes. Well, and to go a little bit further. So in Charlotte, like, we've got urban sprawl. So they're building neighborhoods where there just used to be trees. So they'll build the neighborhood and there'll be a pool and a playground like right in the middle of the neighborhood, but it backs up to all the houses. So it is 100% within 40 meters of a private residence, but it's a playground.
Right.
It's a legit playground. Yeah. And that's like, that's eligible, even though it backs up to somebody's backyard. I think that's eligible. I would not say that's private property, but if you look at the letter of the law, if you go out 40 meters, you're in someone's living room. So it's private property. So it's, right. It's those types of things that frustrate me. And I 100% understand. So if you work for Niantic Wayfair, if you work for Niantic and you're listening to this episode, your blood is probably boiling. And I understand you can't write a rule for everything. I get it. Yeah. I get it. However, you got to give us more than you're giving us now. I don't even want to say the new Wayfinders. I don't think the experienced Wayfinders have enough to make a decision, because Chris and I have been doing this for a long time, and there's some things that we fundamentally disagree on, and I can see his point, and he can see my point, but it's like we kind of need the judge to kind of walk in the room and say, here's the way it's going to be. And I know that's dangerous when you do that, but what happens is people get frustrated, their nominations get rejected, and then they turn around and nominate it again, and it goes through. And it's like, oh, I just need a new set of reviewers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. And then it appears in game, and people are just like, oh, well, that's eligible, right? And then you end up down a rabbit hole that just ends up with people getting frustrated and not wanting to do Wayfair. And that's not what we need. We need more people who want to do Wayfair. And less people who don't. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
You're not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of hot. That was kind of hot and heavy there. I kind of liked that. That was a great discussion. Yeah.
That was good.
All right. I'm going to go ahead before we go to break. I'm going to do our funny news story of the week. Do you want to pull up the picture so we can share it with our YouTube audience? And then we'll start it. This is a great story, guys. You guys are going to love this. This actually comes from Charlotte, North Carolina, and it happened a couple days ago. Craziest dang thing you'd ever hear. So there's a bull on the loose in Charlotte. There's a 900-pound longhorn that escaped. And I'm going to give credit to the UPI. August 9th, the UPI doesn't have the rider's name, but the UPI, just to make sure we're giving the correct credit. And I'm going to pull this up on screen. And we're going to show the picture. All right, here it is. All right, so funny news story of the week comes from my town, Charlotte, North Carolina. August 9th, UPI. Authorities in North Carolina are searching for a 900-pound longhorn bull that escaped its owner and gave the police the slip. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Animal Care and Control said officers were dispatched on Monday to assist Charlotte-Mecklenburg police on a report of a bull in the Moores Chapel area. Now, that's about 5 miles, 8 kilometers from where I'm sitting right now. Officers learned that the bull's owner had been attempting to move the animal from a pasture to an enclosed area due to severe weather in the area. But the bovine was spooked by the weather and took off running. Animal control officers and police officers and the bull's owner made several attempts to wrangle it into the trailer, but the bull managed to run into a heavily wooded area and gave its pursuers the slip. The search was called off at about 12:45 p.m. Monday. Animal control officers returned to the wooded area on Tuesday and used a heat-seeking drone to locate the bull, but they were unable to find any signs that the animal was still in the area. So hold on, Chris. They just let it go.
Oh, geez.
They called off the search? Like, what do you mean you called off the search? I go over in that part of town. There's a 1,000-pound bull running around. I read the article and it was funny. And then when I said they called off the search, are you kidding me? So there's just a bull running around in Charlotte? I don't know, man. What do you think about that, Chris?
That's crazy. Like, I can't believe they just up and were just like, and it's gone.
what's a 1,000 pounds?
I don't get it. I don't understand how you could just.
I don't understand it either. Just let the bull go. So I'll link the story on our show notes. And we'll probably put this out on social so you guys can watch the video. Mm. It's wild to see this bull just like walking down the street and people are like, whoa. And we did have some pretty severe storms here on Monday. We actually had a tornado touchdown near the area. So I was kind of spooked by it also. But yeah, that's our funny news story of the week. 1,000-pound bull on the loose in Charlotte, North Carolina. So be safe out there, people. What we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back and do some dad jokes, do waste spot of the week, cold of the week, and wrap it up. So you got anything else, Chris, before we start the music?
I think that maybe you just come up with a new movie idea, Bullnado.
Ooh, Bullnado. Yeah. All right, I'm going to start working on the screenplay. All right, with that, everybody, we will see you on the other side of the break. Please enjoy the dad jokes, and we will see you here in a minute.
What's up, fellow Waste Spotters? This is Coach Kev here, and you're listening to the Waste Spotters podcast. And you better share this with a friend. Otherwise, you're going to be sleeping at the bottom of Lake of the Moon with Geodude tied to your ankles.
Hey guys, welcome to the Waste Spotters podcast. I'm JT Val. Oh, no, I screwed that up. Clip that one. That's a good one.
Ugh, get some better jokes already. It's season two.
Why are snails so bad at racing? Because they're sluggish. What do clouds do when they become rich? They make it rain. What kind of internet page would you visit if your eyes were sore from reading? A site for sore eyes. Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella? Faux drizzle. What do you call a pig that knows karate? Pork chop. What was Luke's reaction to the food that was made by the baby Wookiees? It was good, but it was a little chewy. What's another name for an iPhone power cord? You guessed it, apple juice. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Waste Spotters podcast with Chris and Jamal. Appreciate you guys going through the break and listening to the dad jokes. Hopefully you guys had fun hearing those. They were really good this week, like I like to say as always. But we want to jump right into Waste Spot of the Week. And this one here is special, kind of sentimental, and it's got some meaning behind it, right? So this one comes to us from friend of the show and TikTok creator Agent X. Fun fact. This was Agent X's 1,900th POI approval. I'll repeat that, Chris. 1,900 approvals. This is the one for Agent X. And it's a two-story mural, and it's right up your alley, Chris. I'll let you take this one.
This, you know, yeah, congratulations to Agent X on 1,900. That's crazy. That's insane. That number is just mind-boggling to me. But this is... It's a mural on the side of a building, and it's got a black background, and it looks like a woman riding a bike, and she's on, the road is blue, and you can see the yellow dotted line in the middle, and it's, the road kind of goes off into the background, so you've got, like, perspective on this mural, and it looks like there's, she's got, like, a backpack on.
Yeah, I think it is a backpack, right?
Oh, okay. Laundry. I get it. Yeah. So the title is Laundry Day.
Oh, it's laundry in the backpack. It's a laundry bag. Gotcha. No, okay.
Yeah. She's got a laundry bag on her, on the back of the bike, and laundry, it looks like t-shirts and stuff are flying out the back. So you've got over the top going out into the back. It's all the clothes coming out of her laundry bag. So this is Laundry Day, a mural by Lacey McRae. On the side of Westco Martinizing. Well, that makes sense. It's a Martinizing building, so they would have a laundry mural on the side.
Yeah.
And it's it's a beautiful mural. And in the top right-hand corner, you can see some nice clouds, too.
Yeah, yeah. Gorgeous. Agent X does a great job with everything. Like, if you guys aren't watching Agent X's TikToks, go search up Agent X. I can't remember what his handle is. I'll put it in the show notes. But if you search... If you search Wayfarer and Agent X on TikTok, you'll find him. He's really good about putting up new content, and he kind of takes you behind the scenes and his thought process of what he does. Mm-hmm. But this one here is just beautiful. This is like, I wish I could find good murals like this in my town that looks to be pretty freshly painted, because the black is pretty black. It hasn't been bleached by the sun, so it's probably a new mural. But that's that one is just fantastic. So Agent X, thank you. And congratulations on number 1900. If you keep doing it, Agent X, which I know you are, send us in your 2000th and we'll feature it again.
Mm. Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. So now, Chris, we're on to our one of my most favorite parts of the show.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
All right, we found some coal. So the first one I'm going to do. The second one I saved for you. And I think you know why I saved it for you. If you look, yep. Somebody quoted yep. you. They quoted you, Chris. You're famous. Somebody on the Wayfair Discussion Discord quoted Chris for their coal. But I don't want to. I'll just tease it. We'll let Chris talk about that in a minute. So coal number one comes to us from Rob, a.k.a. Bozo Dad, via email. Rob is so good. He sends us emails in all the time, and I'm trying to get them all in rotation. So, Rob, thank you for the email. You actually sent us two emails. Thank you for the email. Please continue to reach out to us. We appreciate it. So, Rob, Bozo Dad, sent us this one. And this one is pretty good. This is good coal. Like, this is really, really good coal. Mm-hmm. So, he was reviewing, and this one's in Minnesota. So, shout out to all of our friends in Minnesota. I'm not sure exactly where that is, if it's close to Minneapolis or not. But this one is Walmart. So, the main picture is the front entrance of a Walmart. And the title and description read, Walmart is a super center where trainers can buy drinks and snacks while on their adventure. Okay. A couple things wrong right off the bat, Chris. One, they said trainers. We don't want to mention that. Two, it's a dang Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
And we say, you know, three, no chain stores. They even say super center in the description. So you just kind of like nixed yourself right there. All right. So the supporting photo actually is not bad. If that was like a legitimate POI, that would be a really good supporting photo. It shows sidewalk. Yep. It gives pedestrian access. It's got the POI in it. So it's not a bad supporting photo if it wasn't a Walmart. And the supporting information says, able to buy drinks and snacks, chargers for their phones. Okay. Not the greatest supporting information. It really describes what you can do at Walmart, but if it's a Walmart. So, coal of the week. But Rob, thank you so much for sending this in. If you're listening to this and you're watching this, do not submit a Walmart.
No Walmart. Yeah.
Right. All right.
That's cool.
Okay. Coal of the week number two. I'm gonna send this to you, Chris, and you can kind of give the lead in on this one.
All right. So this one comes to us from Rohan Reed 64 in the Wayfair Discussion Discord. And they said in the Discord, it's not too far. Get out of your car. So that's
bravo. That is so well done.
Whoever came up with that was a genius.
Right. I saw that and I'm like, where have I heard that before? I heard that before. I was like, I don't care what it is. This is Coal of the Week this week. That is awesome.
Oh, that's great. So the title is Meemaw's, local family-owned diner and watering hole. So this one really frustrates me because that is one of those things that I talk about. It's eligible. It's a restaurant. It's a local restaurant. It's locally owned. It's a hotspot. It's good. But the picture is taken from inside a car. And you know it's taken from inside a car because you can see the reflection of the guy's hand and his phone in the picture.
Yes.
And it's like not even like a, and you have to squint to look at it either. It's no, very prominent.
Yeah. I mean, like he said, if he got out of the car, took two steps and snapped the photo, we wouldn't be featuring it as cold. But like, it's not raining. There's no reason to have the window open. You could almost take it from the car. We not know if you didn't have the damn window up.
I was just going to say, all they had to do was roll the window down and take that picture because you cannot see any part of the car in that picture. Now, the supporting photo is like essentially the exact same picture. And you could just, like the whole ass hand is in the picture. Like, come on, man.
It really is. Oh, but I love it. It's not too far. Get out of your car. I'm like, Oh, I'm like, they got Chris's sign off in an episode. So, hey, like I said, people have kind of figured me out. I'm not that complex of a human being. They know how to get their name read on the show by me, a live animal, something in German or Norwegian, you know, a two-story mural. Like, I'm not that difficult to figure out, but this person just damn quoted you, Chris. I'm like, this is going in the show. I don't care what we had planned. This is going in the show. And we've seen a couple other things on the forums where people are like, hey, make this call of the week, and a few other things that we say on the show. So thank you guys. Let us know you're listening. We appreciate you. And if you want to get read on the show, I think you know what to send in and the magic words to use. Kind of like the little words you use, the little naughty words you use in your nomination if you want to get Niantic to read it. Yes. It's kind of like that. Yeah. Which we've still never said those words. We've still never said them, and we won't, but... So there's that. You got anything else, man?
I don't. This is a good show.
All right. And I teased this last week, and we didn't talk about it this week, but we will talk about it coming up, so I'll tease it again. And maybe I'll bring this up to Niantic in New York. I really would love to see a quality of life update where they include the date submitted visible to the reviewer. So that way you would know if somebody submitted a pool in June of 2021, that's why they submitted it, because it was legal at that time. Something along those lines. So we'll talk about that upcoming, maybe after New York. If we have a chance to talk to Niantic about it, we'll talk about it on the show. But I said I would talk about it this week, and it just didn't kind of fit in with what we were talking about. So maybe on my next show after GoFest, we'll have a chance to talk about that. So if nothing else, Chris, I will go ahead and I'll roll us out.
Yeah, man.
All right. So we can't have an episode of Wastebotters without shouting out all of our Patreons, and especially our executive producer, Kate the Cons. Kate, you rock. You are the queen of the 3 a.m. message. And Chris is usually up, and you guys have a whole ass conversation in the middle of the night, and I wake up and then I jump in. But Kate the Cons, you rock. You give us a lot of really great ideas for the show, so we appreciate you as our executive producers. And thank everybody for listening to this episode of Wastebotters. If you enjoy what you hear, there are a couple of ways that you can show us. So the first one is you can follow us on Twitter. This is probably our most active social media. We are also on Instagram at Wastebotters Podcast. This is probably our most inactive social media, and I need to get out and take some pictures and do some things on there. And we're also on TikTok. Like, we are having a lot of fun on TikTok, posting our shorts and the dad jokes and things like that. And you guys are responding to us on TikTok. We appreciate it. We do our best to be incredibly responsive, and we love interacting with our viewers and our listeners. So keep watching our stuff. We really, really appreciate it. So the second way you can get in contact with us outside of socials is you can visit our website, www.wastebotters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website. Or you can email us wastebotters@pokemonprofessor.com, just like Rob did this week. And some of you may be watching us on YouTube, and we love you. Thank you. The YouTube audience, you guys are killing it. You're killing it with responses and all that. But if you're not watching us on YouTube, you can go and watch this on YouTube, and you can see my brand new, crisp, Carolina Blue, Bryce Young No. 9 jersey, youtube.com/@wastebotterspodcast. So go and do that. The video is probably the wave of the future, and you can do that. We love it. Third is for people who want to call an American phone number, a U.S. phone number, you can call us at 704-426-3710. I promise I won't answer the phone when it rings, and I'll let it go to voicemail. And if you're lucky, if you're extremely lucky, you will hear your voicemail on the show. And finally, if you are not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join. And it's only $1 US a month, $1.36 Canadian, $1.54 Australian. I don't remember what it is in pounds, but we'll figure that out. But you'll get access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network, including Wastebotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. And if you see us in New York, we will most likely have business cards by then. Right, Chris?
Ooh, yes. This is very
exciting. We're gonna have business cards, and we'll be able to hand those business cards out. I might even have our faces on it or some QR codes, or I don't know. They're gonna be some pretty cool business cards.
Yes, we should pay attention to our socials, because we're gonna do a walk around New York with the Lured Up guys and everybody on the Pokemon Professor Network.
Yeah,
after
special conditions
Saturday afternoon.
Yes, so
pay attention to that.
We're gonna be walking from Randall's Island to Times Square, so come and join us. We'll tweet that out. We'll get that out there to everybody, and we are also going to be giving away a Pokemon Go +++. We're going to be giving one of these away. We're still working on the logistics. It probably won't be before Go Fest, unfortunately, but it'll probably be after Go Fest. So we'll give everybody a chance to kind of meet us in New York. Almost said Seattle. Meet us in New York. But the Wastewaters Podcast is going to be giving away a Pokemon Go +++, and we'll send out a tweet and put information out with what the conditions are. It's no cost to you. If you win, it'll get shipped to you via Amazon right to your front door or wherever you get your packages, and it'll be compliments of the show. And we want to do a giveaway, so we're working on the details on that. But with that, we look forward to you listening to us next week, and I want to thank you for watching and listening. I gotta get used to saying that, the watching and listening to Wastewaters. We appreciate you, and remember, there's only one way to stop a fire. Pause my mixtape.